Broadcasting live online across the internet. This is Psychic Choice Radio.
Well, here we are again on a Friday evening. Start of the weekend, isn't it? Yeah. Ah, lovely. And it's the last weekend of March. Because next week, we'll be in the fourth month already. Wow, hasn't it gone quick? Yes. Amazing. Right then, we have five lovely people in the call queue already, which is just about right for the first hour. And if we get the same again for the second hour, we'll be flying high. So yeah, we're going to make a start. Clocks change here on the 28th in 2 days' time. So the clocks will go forward by 1 hour and we'll be back level pegging with you all again. So if you're calling in presently an hour later than you normally would, you'll be back level pegging there next week again. Right then. Okay, let's say hello to Chris.
Hi, Ken. How are you doing?
Not too bad, Chris. You had a good week?
Yeah, I've been doing pretty good. It's just it's just been crazy with all these visions that I've been getting. But readings have increased. It's like never stopped. Just helping a lot of people. And I know something's coming. A lot of people see a lot of good stuff coming for me. So I don't know. It's been good, though. But I always like to be on the show and just want to say hi to the listeners and whoever doesn't want to call in. Just want to say hi to you guys. So hope you all have a happy Easter.
Well, it is, isn't it? It's Easter coming up in just a couple of days' time. So before we actually meet again, Easter will be over. At least Easter Sunday will. Easter week carries on for a little while in the UK. Okay, right. We're going to make a start then. Online one, we have Yolani.
Hello. Hi, Ken. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Fine. And who am I speaking to?
Yolani. How are you, Chris?
Hey, what's up, girl? What's up? I know you talked to me the other... It's been a while since we talked. So how have you been?
Good. I just want to say that about your reading, you told me we get bad news from my family and the phone, and that happened. But I was not, thank God, it didn't happen, nothing to my family. But they took someone in front of the house, and my mother and my sister and my nephew was close, but it didn't happen, nothing to them, thank God. So.
Oh, thank God. Well, at least, I mean, you found out what it was. But I'm glad that you found out. So how can I help you today?
Just I want to see what you can, pick up for me about the energy.
Okay, well, right now, I do see the classes still. I see your vibration, your radiation at a very high level right now. And you're preserved. You're learning a lot. You're reading. Okay, so you've just been doing a lot of just keep on busy as always. I still see that Reiki is doing pretty good, and then you gave me the validation on your family, so that's pretty good. I don't know why. Are you supposed to have a court date or something? Because I see the judge card coming out, so there might be some kind of issues, and it's not related to you, but somebody within the family that might need your assistance.
Maybe I will be having a call soon about the custody of my daughter. I have a temporary full custody, but I guess I have to come back to see if my husband will get some custody.
Oh, you're fighting custody. Okay, so that makes sense. Okay, so then I was told to tell you to bring love into the situation. Once you do that, things will start kind of be going smooth. So try to make a settlement to where things can be better for you, so you don't have any arguing or anything like that. So see if you can take full, because I do feel like you're going to get full custody, but I do feel that there might be some things that they might try to say, well, you don't deserve full custody, but you're going to have to prove to them that you can do it. So you just bring love into the situation, and then everything should be going good. And then they said that the answers that you are wanting to know, they're coming. And I want to say, if anything, you're going to get the answers within April timeframe, is what I got. You're going to find out whatever your other answers that you're curious about, they're coming in April, which is around the corner. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something else about.
Oh, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah. What else
go
you
ahead.
Can pick
Sorry.
Up about? So I started doing my for putting and sell a bracelet online. So I already have. I will be building the website this weekend. So do you see something how that goes for me?
Honestly, what you said about the website, right? The website that I talked to you about. Are you talking about that?
Mm-hmm. No,
if
I'm
you
just
do
building a website for selling stuff. I am making bracelets with the crystal, so I want to sell that. Do you see how that goes for me? Do you see it?
Honestly,
it would be successful?
I actually see it going kind of smooth. So if you, I guess you put positive energy into
mm-hmm.
it, it should be going, it should go smooth. That's what I'm being told. So just make sure that you just keep doing what you're doing. And I do feel that that website, even though you're doing crystals and bracelets, you know what I was going to tell you? Do you do rosaries?
No.
Yes.
I have been doing it. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm being told that if you try the rosaries, that will pick up too.
Yes, I'm trying
rosaries?
To make one that I made a long time ago. This the Jesus story in a bracelet.
Mm.
It's very pretty,
mm-hmm.
so... I was thinking to do that too.
Well then that already tells me that I'm right on the point with that, because I'm seeing the rosaries,
mm-hmm.
you doing them and you selling them. Now, I was going to tell you something. This is an old custom. I don't know what customs you have, but over here, like the way I was raised, and then in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
you can get it fixed. Or you can get it, or if you know how to do it yourself, you can do this, okay? Get a horseshoe,
mm-hmm.
like a regular horseshoe, and put like, it can be foil or something that's red around it. The horseshoe has to be fixed in a certain way that has to be like a prayer. So as you're putting either yarn or if there's something like, what is that stuff called? It's not foil, but there's something else. I can't think of it right now. I can't even think of what it's called. But there is something that you can put around the horseshoe. You bless it as you're doing it. You say a prayer of God and to bring you chin and to bring business. And then once you're done, you can make sure that it's all sealed up. And then once you do that, then what you're going to do is you can put like holy water or blessing
mm-hmm.
water over the horseshoe, but everything has to be dry, whatever you're doing, if it's yarn or foil. But I'll message you after the show, because I can't think of it what it's called right now. But you can
mm-hmm.
do it, and then what you do is you put it on the front of your business, which if you have business at your house, you put the horseshoe facing up, You can do it facing down. But it should work either, or most people, they like it to put the horseshoe facing up. So you just put the horseshoe on in front of the door. And what that does, it brings business and it keeps all the evil away.
Okay. Are we looking
for that? I'll get back to you on that. I forgot what it's called. I can't even think of it. Do you have they might have it at Walmart, or they might have it
3 minutes.
They might have it at Hobby Lobby. It's kind of like a thread, and you run it
mm-hmm.
on the horseshoe. I can't think of what it's called. I have to ask my mom, but I can't remember what it's called right now. But I got
mm-hmm.
your number, so I'll talk to you after the show. Just message me, and then we'll talk, and I'll see what it's called, because I can't remember. But do you know what a horseshoe
okay.
is anyway?
I know. I actually have it
okay.
wound, but with three cells already, they got it from
okay, but
yeah.
Is it fixed though?
Oh, I don't know. I bought it in the store. They have a crystal, so I guess.
Okay, well.
But I have it in my book.
Send me a, okay, well, I'm talking about one too, where you can put one out on your door. But
mm-hmm.
just do that, and then put if you have a, you can also
Two
buy
minutes.
A cinnamon door. Put a cinnamon broom by your door. But just don't open it up. Put a cinnamon broom by your door. And what that does, it keeps the aroma, brings more prosperity and stuff. And I do see getting business. So, like I said, I see April for that.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
we'll talk
yeah.
later.
Thank you so much, Chris. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you again.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Lonnie.
Bye.
Okay. That's you, Lonnie, dear. I'm going to stop that little timer thing up there. Okay. Let's see where we are. Veronica.
Oh,
Hi, Chris Garcia. Hi, thank you for taking my chance. Please support the network. Hi, Shirley. Chris, I want to let you know. How you doing? I didn't talk to you a few weeks ago. I couldn't remember right now. But it came out true. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I know when you hear that, it gives you a boost because it's like, I'm amazing. You're amazing.
I appreciate that, and it keeps me busy because, I mean, there's times where I feel like everything, most people are going to try to bring me down to tell me not everything's not right, but I know what I'm saying and what I see. So when I get that validation, that means it keeps me going, so I appreciate that.
Exactly, and it's not your fault because Spirit and God can change things, so shame on them.
Yeah.
Shame on them.
Yeah.
Chris, I have a question. I think like the other person that I talked to you, I think it's another person. There's some new interest. I wasn't even looking, but all those signs are there. It's a man with the letter E. He is not bad looking. He is successful.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see in that? I mean, I'm a little bit in shock.
Well, sometimes God puts the right person in your path, even though you might want to be with that other guy with the letter R or whoever it is. But sometimes somebody replaces them. So it's kind of like it puts them in that state of mind of to put the right person to put you in the life. So I'm thinking that other person that you were thinking about probably does love you and probably does want to commit with you, but he's not the one for you. He probably cares for you, but it's not like he's in love with you in a way. So I think the person that's the one that you didn't expect, God brought that angel to you for you to be with him instead of the other guy, because maybe there's something that you're going to find out later that the other guy is not going to be, that he's going to hurt you. So instead of you going through that, he's putting this new guy in your life. And he's the one that's going to be your other partner and going to succeed. He's going to protect you. So he's like your protector, so to speak.
Is that the one that I met? Can you see him? He's the letter. Can you see him? He's tall. I know you can. Sorry, not disrespecting you. Is that the one? He's giving me the signs like he's flirting with me.
I actually feel that he's honest with you. Is he kind of shy in a way? Kind of.
Yeah, he's kind of shy. He's tall. I think. Usually, he's been going on for 3 weeks.
Do
you see him?
He's interested in. Yes.
Really?
Does he have like light hair? Does he have like light hair color?
No, it's the same color as mine, like dark black brown. He's tall. Letter E.
No, but I'm saying I think is when I see the hair, his hair looks light to me, but it could be dark. But it's like during the day, it looks light, like light hair color.
Okay.
It's what
maybe
I'm saying. Yeah, but yeah, I think, yeah, so I see that. So I think he's the one that you're supposed to be with. And the other guy, if he comes around, I mean, you can just talk to him as a friend, but you'll see what happens. God puts the right people in your path for a reason. And things can change, so just be aware of that. So maybe I was feeling him, but I just didn't know his name. So it happens. It happens.
I agree. everybody energy's different. Can you focus? Can you focus on him a little bit more? Tell me something about him concerning me.
I feel like
anything
light complected.
Yes, he's white, light complected. Uh-huh. He's built muscle.
Yeah. Does he have a tattoo?
I haven't seen one in his body. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, he probably does. You just don't see it. But if he's there, I think he's like, okay. Okay, well, for some reason, I don't know if he works out, but I see that he works out. They're telling me that he works out, and he might be like kind of like a bodybuilder, or his body looks like real muscular. And he's very good with his hands. So, yeah. Yeah.
The one you've seen is coming into my life?
Yes. Yes, I do.
How soon? How soon? I'm nervous, please.
Well, I remember how I told you 2 weeks, but that was probably the other guy. This is going to be within a week. It's going to be within the week from today. He's going to come around sooner because he knows where you live, but he's not going to go to your house. He's going to meet you somewhere, and then that's when you're going to start going out with him, and then you're going to go on a date and stuff like that. And I see it going well, so you shouldn't worry about it. Just be yourself.
So it's the one that I met. Anything else about him? Like, he likes me as a relationship?
I'm being told he does. He does.
Really?
It's just that he's very shy. He's very shy. So just, you're both the same. You're both the same. So it's kind of like, and he might even ask you out. He might even ask you out to take you out to go and eat somewhere so he can get to know you. And I see like champagne or wine. So you might be drinking at a very nice restaurant.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Like in a week. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, anything else on that, please?
That's about it. That's all I'm getting right now for you. I'm being told to just keep an eye for April. I'm being told April. Keep an eye for April. Okay?
Well, another quick question. I delayed my business because I'm getting a job that I'm supposed to leave for 3 weeks. Do I still do it? I have to delay it. Plan for me to do that still?
I would say yes. If you're following your heart, I would say yes. If it's not the right job for you, then I would just put a delay or try to look for something that makes you happy. That's what I got. You need to look for something that makes you happy. Okay?
3 minutes.
I'm not going to have any problems with the law or anything like that and what the business location is.
No.
No, I have to ask you where I'm at in that city. I have the L. Like, they're constantly like want to know, are you doing okay? And yes, I am, sir. What's going on? I have not done nothing wrong. It's just curiosity.
Well, you'll find out. That's what I told you. Find out in April. That's what I told you.
Oh.
Everything's going to be in April.
Okay, so when I get back, I start my business. Do you know how long I'm going to be gone for that job and if I'm going to like it? It is harsh conditions.
2 minutes.
But it pays good.
I do feel that. Yeah, I think they're gonna give you something that you can do, even though, because, I mean, there's other jobs in that same area, but they're going to work with what you can do. So, yeah, you'll be fine.
That's good. And Chris, any other quick message for me? I know you. And
that's about it, right at the moment.
Okay. Well, it was nice talking to you. Please, you are gifted, and shame on those who doubt. And I thank you for the advice and clarification. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you, Chris.
Bless you too.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you.
Monica.
Have a nice day.
Okay. All right. It's nighttime here now in the UK. It's just 25 minutes past 9. Okay, let's see where we are. Holly.
Hi there.
Hi, what's up?
Not much.
Yeah.
Can I just
think
see
so?
What you pick up?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, what were you going to say? I thought you were going to say something else.
No, are you good? Were you going to tell me about you?
No, I've been good. It's just I've been having some weird visions, but it's just weird. The only thing I got for right now, when I was shuffling, the lover's card popped out. There's some kind of issue that you're having with the love. There is, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Has he talked to you?
It's been about 3 days.
He's been kind of distant, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, there's something going on. Right now, I feel like there's pain that he's going through. So just give him time and just be supportive. his job is kind of hectic. And then there's an inheritance that's going to be going along with whatever he's doing.
What?
Inheritance, like he's going to inherit something. And then I got the word betray, so there's going to be kind of betraying on his end, but this has nothing to do with you. It's just the people that he's associated with that they're not going to be, or I guess they're just going to do him wrong. So all you're going to be able to do is to be supportive. So just be careful with, you know, with what you're doing, and just don't upset him, because he's been kind of distant with you.
Yeah, it's the second time, and I'm really kind of, to be honest, I'm tired of kissing his little ass. You know what I mean? Why I got to be, you know what I mean? What about my feelings and my needs? Why is it always about him? That's my issue.
Well, then,
you know, it's very one-sided.
Yeah. You need to speak to him and ask him, you know, let's talk about it and tell me where I stand with you, because this is...
one-sided.
You need to know where, it's just one-sided. He's just looking at what his issues are, and he's not asking. See, the thing is, if you don't ask, you're not gonna be able to. If you don't ask for help and you try to handle shit on your own, then you're making more of a problem, you know, for yourself.
Oh, no, I'm not telling him, believe
me. Yeah, I do feel that he has a lot of pride. That he does not like asking for help, and that's his issue. He doesn't like asking for help, so he's gonna be like pushing you away, thinking that that's gonna help you, him, but it's not gonna resolve the issue. He needs your love and care. Yes, it's all, you know, it's about him, but at the same time, just tell him, you know what, I've been here for you, and every time that you get in a hole, I get you out. And this is the kind of crap I get from you? No, you don't do that kind of crap. So you got to tell him, just tell him how you feel. And just don't tell him in a mean way. Just tell him, you know what, I love you and I want to be there for you, but you're pushing me away. So the people that are, see, this is what I heard, Holly. This is what I heard for you, okay? The people that love him is the people that he's pushing away.
Why?
That's I don't know. I guess he's feeling like he can handle his own issues. But if you talk to him and tell him, don't let your pride get in your way, because like I said, he has a lot of pride in him. I kind of feel like there's a Leo kind of energy, because it's a full moon and Leo, because I'm doing the oracle cards, the moon oracle cards, and there's a lot of pride that he has that's kind of telling me that he needs to figure out, you need to help him to guide him in the right direction and to be more open with you instead of shutting you out. Okay? You just need to talk to him. And then it says the full moon in Libra, so there needs to be balance in y'all's relationship and be more open. Not like an open relationship, but just talk about this is what we need to do. And stuff like that. I'm not talking about like, you know what I mean by open relationship. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about so y'all need to do it. And I'm being told that if you do that, there's going to be a win-win outcast, which means you're going to have a good win-win outcome if you both compromise with each other instead of yakking and bitching at each other. Because if both of you are talking and you're bitching, are you going to get anywhere? No, because you both are talking and you're not listening to each other. You know what I'm saying? If you're both bickering and saying, oh, well, you fucking this and you said this, and no, don't do that and say, okay, you know what, honey, can we talk about this in a human manner without cussing, without getting mad, without being stressful, anxiety? Can we just seriously talk about this in a civilized manner? And I have to see it being done, that you can talk about it but you both got to meet halfway. It can't be just 50 here and 30 there. If you're doing more of a 50, more of a commitment, and he's not doing his end, then what are you doing? You're wasting your time. And that's not right. So what I was told, and this is the thing I just told, when he comes to you, he's going to step out of his comfort zone because he doesn't like relying on people. And when he comes to you, take that time to breathe and come down and say, you know what, let's go outside and just go take a walk and hold your hand, each other's hands, and go look at the stars while you're walking. And as you're walking, I'm feeling like that energy of the stars and the moon, it's going to kind of calm things down because you both need to be romantic. Ooh, romantic. And you know what? I can tell you right now, I feel that this reading is not going to just apply to you. I feel like my friend April, I have a friend that's probably called in and called you. Her name's April. I feel like it's going to relate to her. She's going to be like, really? But I do feel that this energy is just that people don't compromise, and instead of fighting, try to resolve the issue. Somebody is, how can I put this? Somebody is trying to be better than another. If you're better, if you're like saying, you know what, I'm going to have the last word. If you have the last word, yes, you're going to have the last word, but you're going to be the one looking dumb because you're going to be alone for what you speak. So if you have the right thing and the right way of talking to each other without trying to be, have that ego and says, you know what, you're going to do what I tell you to do. No, it's not going to work that way. You got to lay down those boundaries and say, you know what, this is what I want. I care. My needs. I need for you to be supportive. And then if you can do that, I see it working. So just compromise and get back to me, because I am curious about why is he doing this when you're taking all that effort and you're actually trying to move closer to him and now he's pushing you away. That's not right. I'm sorry.
I know. That's why do you think I'm mad?
He must have anxiety right now. That's what it is. It's anxiety. But get back to me on that, because I want to know.
I'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Then we'll talk.
Okay.
Next week.
Have
Any
a good show.
Thank you.
I'm out of time, honey. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Oh my God. Why do people have to be?
Thank you, Holly.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Why people have to be that?
1 minute.
It's difficult. What it is to say. You live together for a long, long time, and me and my wife now have been together for over 40 years now. You learn things from each other, and you get used to each other's ways. And it starts off pretty much like you said there, where the one tries to wear the pants, yeah? And we've gone through that on both ways, you know. As I say, it doesn't work. It doesn't work because it has to be give and take from the start. If it's not, then it's not going to work.
Yes, and that is true. And that's even with friendship too. Some people just try to stand out more than another, and I've got news for you. It's not going to work. If you're trying to have the last word, it's not going to work. It's going to go. It's going to backstab you in the back for you trying to
come back.
Trying to.
Every time.
Yeah. You don't do that.
It does. Yeah. Backfires on you because it's like you think you've got the last word, and then, whoops, something comes up. It could come 12 months down the line, sort of thing. But it's going to get you. Yeah. Okay. Right. We've got 4 more people joined us. Lovely. Okay. Line 4 then is Aaliyah.
Hello?
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 TV. I don't know. I hear somebody's TV.
Hello, you're all.
I don't know.
TV.
I don't know. Yeah. I hear TV. I can't hear anything. I hear TV.
That's
so
all I can hear.
Over that, yeah.
Yeah, all I can hear at the moment is the TV. Right, we'll come back to that one. Okay. I don't know what's going on there. Okay. Brianna?
Hello.
Hello. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm just, I got a message that I probably would be opening for a reading, and I am open for a reading always.
Okay.
I've been with Ken, it's been a way back. But
mm-hmm.
my mom passed in 19, and then my sister passed, unexpectedly in 20. And, do I have the years mixed up? Because it's like, after my sister passed in June. And the year before in October was my mom.
Yeah.
So I'm just, and my life is still really really chaotic, but I am more calm with it.
Yeah.
Because I'm homeless. I've been homeless for a year. And I am just trying to work it out, to get it together, to figure out where I move forward to get out of that situation. But I'm open to hear whatever anybody.
Well, I'm being told right now that luck is going to be on your side. The new moon, it says it in Sagittarius. I'm being told that the end of the tough cycle approaches. So I'm being told that the cycles are going to, something's going to change for you. It's going to be going in your favor, even though you've been like homeless and you're still going through a lot of stuff, and you're losing loved ones. But they said that the communication is the key for everything to work. So I'm being told that if you talk to your sibling, things will get better. And then I'm being told a new romance cycle is beginning, so there's going to be a lot of romance in your life if there isn't. And then I said I'm being told to work through your fears. So you have to work through anything that makes you feel uncomfortable. So I'm being told that you have to work through it. And once you do that, you're very close to achieving your goal. Once you get everything clarity and confirmation and validation of everything, everything will come into pieces and everything will come together. Now, with you being out of, homeless, I feel sorry for you, and I feel like you don't deserve that, because I know that with the COVID, a lot of people are without money and stuff like that. It's just everything has gone wrong for people. But I'm seeing something change for you. I want to say, and hold on. Okay, that's weird. I want to say May is when things are going to start. You're going to start noticing things. And then are you looking for a job, even though you're having issues, being out like where you live?
Actually, how I'm surviving is I do deliveries. I work for Grubhub on their app. I do deliveries, but when my car goes down, I go down. So my car's down. I can't make money right now. I'm at zero. My bank account is in the negative. I don't get back up until my car gets fixed and I'm back on the road. As well as I know the angels were with me on that day in that same car, because I almost was out of here not too long ago.
Then I'm being told that with all that hard work, it's going to be paying off, and I just feel people that are going to, you're going to get paid what you normally get paid, but you're going to get tips. So when your car's back up and running, everything's going to pay off for you. Yeah, because you're going through a lot. And I'm being told that something in May is going to probably benefit you. And then I feel like God is on your side. The angels are on your side, and they're going to help you to get back to work, because you shouldn't be without a vehicle in case if you have an emergency, not just for work, but you need that vehicle. And I do feel like it's going to change for you, but just keep yourself. I'll keep you in my prayers.
Thank you.
And I'll just put a lot of miracle blessings, and hopefully that there's some opportunity or somebody will help you out while you're waiting for your car. Because I do feel that people are going to give you money, but it's just saving whatever you get if people give it to you. And just consider it as like angels that are coming here to help you. So I do feel that things are going to get better. And I want to say like in May. I want to say in mid-May. So just keep a lookout for
May.
And then.
Yeah, my birthday was last week. No, wait, my birthday was Monday. What? March 22nd. Yeah. My birthday just passed. So, March, May. I was hoping by my birthday, but we all see that that didn't happen. My car went down. That's what happened.
I think with all that stuff, I do feel that you can, I mean, it would take a lot for them to get it by your birthday, but then you would have to pay for your expenses. And unless if the insurance pays for your car, then you should be well off. And I do see that you'll be working by May. And
No. Insurance, I need to pay my insurance. So my situation is more dire.
So I see like May time. So just keep a look for May, okay?
All right. Thank you. And you be blessed. Take care.
You,
goodbye.
You too. Goodbye.
Thank you, Brianna. Okay. No day. Right. We're going to take a little break there, ladies and gents. Let's take a little piece of music for a little while. Because our call queue stands at 12 now. Which means that there's 12 people that have called in to the show this evening. And we've taken 6 of those already. So we're just about halfway through.
Without a view, an empty space to see. let the feeling go. That's how the story goes. If it's love you want, let the feeling go. That's how the story goes. If it's love you want, let the feeling go. That's how the story goes. There's a small fee per show of $3.50 or whatever you can afford. This supports your upcoming shows. Please click the PayPal button upon any show page if you want a reading on today's show. Thank you for your support.
Okay, let's bring Chris back on then. See where we're going. Leah,
I'm here. Hello?
Leah, you there now?
They're still playing that TV.
They're still playing the TV? Okay. We're going to have to leave that one. We've tried you twice now, Leah. So you'll hear your name's been mentioned when you play back. Please don't complain that you didn't get your call. Yes. Okay. Right then, let's see where we're going. Wendy.
Hello. Thank you very much.
How can I help you today?
I got some very expensive hearing aids at the end of October last year, and they're not working out. So I contacted the insurance company, and I suggested that these be returned to them by me and that I get the kind that I'm used to. And hopefully they will give me a refund of the difference. And I've been speaking to Lou, but it's not been resolved. So I called and I spoke to Barbara today. She's going to call me back on Tuesday. Do you know when this matter will be resolved?
Are you talking about the hearing aids, right? That's correct. Are you talking about the hearing
aids? Right. In other words, I just want a different style and a refund of the difference of the cost.
That means all your answers that you need are coming. I just feel like it didn't get resolved, but since they're kind of, like, busy, I think that's what they're going to get back to you as soon as they can. The only thing is, I do feel that you might have to pay a little bit of a difference, but just tell them that if the hearing aids don't work, put that money that you put into the hearing aids that you have on now, and you just pay the difference. Now, or if not,
exactly.
You should cover it because I'm being told, okay, I was going to ask you, do you have health insurance? Because I'm seeing health insurance.
Well, actually, it's a benefit from another company I work for. and so I'm not asking for a total refund. I want the same brand but a different style. And these cost $4,500, so they would owe me about $1,000 back. But I've been with the company for 9 years, so I've never asked this before. So when Barbara calls me on Tuesday, I think she's good. I think she'll do her best to help me. And they're contacting the manufacturer. That's the Oticom company. So will they create the same style that I had previously, and will they credit me the difference in the cost?
Honestly, I'm being told that they did. There was a defect on the one that you had, and they didn't know that. So I'm being told that you should be refunded, and not like refunded with the money, but just refunded with the new hearing aids, that they're going to fix this issue because they know that if they don't get this done, I mean, they already have enough customers as it is. So I'm being told that it's piling up on them. So they need to get this resolved issue. And I'm being shown that it's going to get resolved, I want to say probably by the beginning of April, which is around the corner.
So oh, just tell them.
Yeah, I want to say like in April.
Okay, so I'll get the style that I'm used to that I wore previously, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And was it smart for me to talk to Barbara today instead of Lou?
Hold on. Okay, they're telling me that you've thought of calling Lou, but you're just not sure yet. You've thought about calling Lou because Barbara's kind of like, lately her voice has been kind of like, I guess, I don't say rude. I don't know if that's the proper word. Or it's just that she's been busy. So she just says, yeah, you know, she says like the company name and then she says, like, how can I help you? Blah, blah, blah. And she goes, I got to call you later, you know, that kind of stuff. So I feel like for some reason you felt to call you, but you're just not sure. So with that being said, I would say you call Lou and see what he's got to say. But if you're comfortable with Barbara, you can call Barbara. But just say, you know what, I need to get this stuff. But just tell Lou a little bit of information. Don't tell him a lot. Just tell him, you know what, is Barbara there? And then if she's busy, then you're going to have to talk to him. And I'm being told that you will get refunded with a new hearing aid that you need to get fixed. Yeah, because you don't need to be hearing with something that are defective. So I'm being told that they're either defective or there was a recall on them, some kind of defect on them. So that's what needs to be resolved.
Well, that's a good idea. And I did lose my job because I have worked in the medical insurance call center, and I am going to apply for work again with a different company after this is totally resolved. I would say maybe September, October of this year, or toward before the end of the year, I hope to be working for a different company. But I don't want to introduce this issue, you know, with a new employer. I want it to be very positive. I share a place with my sister. It's an apartment, and her son.
Yeah.
And we signed a lease, so the lease will be expiring right around this time next year. So I hope that Leslie, my sister, and I move to a brand new place in about a year.
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
Honestly, I see it sooner than that. I want to say it's going to be this time this year. It's not going to be by next year. I want to say it's going to be, I want to say like by the middle of the year, I want to say is what I'm feeling. I don't want to say it's by next year. I want to say it's by the middle of this year. Yeah.
Oh, well, how can that be? If we're in the lease for the next year, how could we move by the middle of this year?
Because there's going to be some kind of changes that you're going to have to change what you might not like. There's going to be some kind of new changes that you're probably going to have to deal with, and you're going to probably be moving. I want to say it's almost going to seem like almost by the end of the year, but I want to say by October is what I got.
Ultimately, regardless of when we move, whether it's this year or next year or in the middle of this year, will Leslie and I together, I hope?
I'm being told that there's a possibility. Yes, if you both want to move in together, yes, I do see that happening. But you just got to
we're living together now. Yeah.
Yeah,
I just,
so then you, then you should be fine then. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so you think that Leslie will sign a new lease with a new
3 minutes.
For me.
Yeah, yes. Yes.
Thank God. And also, there's an issue regarding my knees that came up. I'm a side sleeper, and then all of a sudden I feel like my kneecap is moving. Very painful.
Mm-hmm.
And physical therapist Natalie is working with me. She said, usually surgery is not required. She suggests by strengthening the muscles surrounding both kneecaps, I should be okay. I hope I don't ever need surgery on either knee. What do you think?
Honestly, when you were saying that, I don't even know why I got it, but when you were saying that, I got fluid in the knee. So they might have to take that fluid out. And that makes it feel like kind of like achy. And it's kind of like it's, I guess, too much weight on the knee. And I kept seeing fluid. And I was thinking, why do I get fluid? Because when you said, you know, that your knee moves around a lot, I kept seeing that there was fluid in the knee. So there might be on one, and I'm being told on, hold on, that there's fluid on the right knee, which is weird. I don't understand that.
So would it just be a matter of removing the fluid? They don't need to do surgery?
Yeah.
Okay, so no kneecap replacement for the rest of my life, just maybe removing some of the fluid.
Yeah, I'm being told that there's fluid. That's why when I heard fluid, I was like, what do you mean fluid? But, I mean, I don't question my guys. I just heard that, so I was like, okay, I guess. So I just told,
wow.
They just told me to tell you what that is, so I was like, okay.
Wow.
So
I think you gave me good news because I think you said no surgery. They just may have to remove some of that fluid. So that's comforting. And I will tell you that when I spoke to Barbara today, she and I had a really good rapport, very friendly, and I have confidence in her. I think she's been there a while. And I think you said April, this should be resolved. And the only way I think we could break this lease would be if something happened to our apartment, maybe they had to redo the electrical or the plumbing or something, and then the management would be forced to let us out of the lease. Will it be something like that, do you think?
I want to say there's probably going to be some issue because, I mean, that's what I'm seeing. Maybe you'll find out what it is. I'm being told that if there is an issue with the plumbing or something that could be defected, that they're going to have to fix it. So they're going to tell people to go to another one.
So they'll just
they
let
get it resolved.
Get out of the lease. And about when do you see us moving out of this apartment then? Did you say mid-year?
I want to say like October is what I got.
Okay. Well, you know what? That would be okay, actually. They're going to let us out of the lease because of something like that. Then will it be a place called the Reserve? That's where we'd love to go, but it's really expensive. Would the Reserve approve us?
I'm being told it's going to be within, I want to say like down the street. It's within the same distance. I don't know. But, yeah. But we can talk later. I don't know how much time we have, but if you want, you can contact me on my own personal cell phone, and we can talk more about that offline.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think you said that the Reserve might approve us?
The time's
yes,
up on that. Yeah.
All right.
If you want to, you can get my number. God bless you. But if you want, I'll just say my number real quickly. It's 210-974. 3470.
974-3470. Got it. Thank you. And thank you to Ken, too. I appreciate you both.
Okay. Thanks, Wendy. Okay. Right. To say the timer, we do have there. I can't always hear it. And we do appreciate that there are people like Wendy that has to wear aids. I'm supposed to wear mine, but I'm totally deaf almost now in the one ear. Supposed to wear mine, but I don't. I get constant itching, and they are very cheap. National Health hearing aids, and they're not very good. They just make my ears itch more than anything. I just can't hear them. I get too many ear infections with them, so forget it until I can afford a pair of my own, maybe one day I shall get a decent set, a decent pair. Right, let's see where we're going. Right then, we've tried Aaliyah several times now and nobody answering me. So, right. Carolyn.
Oh, hi. Hello.
Hi. How can I help you today?
Sorry.
I said, how can I help you today?
Yeah, hi. Thank you. Well, okay, let's see now. I, excuse me, am waiting, not waiting, because I'm very busy, very busy. And I just cleared up a bunch of stuff that I had hanging over my head, burdensome. But there's one phone call I'm waiting for. Do you see me getting that phone call? And it's from a person of the
agency?
Opposite sex.
I got like an agency is what I got.
No. It's personal.
And no,
it's person
but he worked in an agency. But I mean told that he works with a company is what I got.
No, I'm not asking about the company. Cool, sorry. No, I'm just asking if a man's going to call me. There's a friend of mine,
yes.
And there's a man friend,
yes, yes.
And I don't call. Sorry?
I said yes.
Sorry. Oh, he will? Do you know
yes,
when?
Yes, he will, but it's going to be, I want to say probably by May.
May?
Yes.
May?
Mm-hmm.
We're in March.
I know. That's what I said. It's what
oh, my goodness.
To tell you.
No,
I mean, he's been kind of, I mean, told that he's kind of distant. I mean, he's talked to you, but lately you haven't heard from him. So he's been kind of, I've been told that he's acting different. I don't know what it is, but he's just acting a little different. So, I mean, he could be calling before me, but he's probably gotten busy, like I told you. But I'm being told that if he does call you the earliest, because I'm seeing May is what they told me to tell you. Now, if he calls you, the earliest would be like, I want to say like April, probably like the third week of April. But if he does not call you, it's because he's got a lot of issues that he's got to resolve, so it would be in May. That would be the earliest.
Huh.
The latest would be May. Yeah.
Well, I won't even know who he is then.
Well, he'll text you. I mean, don't he's going to text you. So expect a text, yeah.
He doesn't have text.
Well, I'm seeing
text,
man. I'm being told just to tell you.
That's okay. But you know what? How do you see the rest of this month and next month going as far as my business is concerned?
I've been told that with it being done, I feel like everything will be going pretty well for you. You're going to get really busy. I've been told like a lot of filing, and then I see like working in an office, so you're going to be dealing with a lot of clients. And then, but other than that, you should be doing well. I'm being told to look at the bigger picture, everything will. And then I'm being told to surrender to the divine and just let everything take its course. And don't ever feel like less of yourself so that you're good enough to deserve everything that you have in your life. And plus, that guy that's going to call you, so just don't expect, don't have, how can I say it? Don't expect less. Okay?
Don't expect less. Okay.
Yeah, just be yourself. Don't change for no one.
Oh,
just be.
Of course,
yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, we never do that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Chris, thank you for your time. That's really nice of you to give me a reading. I so appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye bye now.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Carolyn. Okay. Alrighty. Let's see where we are. Oh, okay. We're going back up to the top. Kerry.
Hello to all.
Hello.
Hello. I'm here sitting at my parents' house. We're gonna close today. But
mm-hmm.
I postponed it to Monday. We're definitely gonna close, but I'm starting to feel a little hopeless about getting the stuff out of here and being able to put it in storage and finding muscle to do it. What do you see happening? Do you get, is it going to come together?
I do being told that you need to get the energy to gain momentum. The energy gaining momentum is just at a slow pace for you. But everything will work out. And I'm being told that prosperity lies ahead. So just keep an open mind and just don't think anything negative and put positive, and everything should be resolved by the end of this week.
Oh, next week? Okay.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you're not. So I'll find some people. Okay, great. That's wonderful to hear. I appreciate that because I'm not getting the energy right now. Kind of a little beaten, because I found out that I was renting to someone who was actually criminal. I allowed somebody to stay in my parents' house that was unfortunate, and I know that I'm forgiving myself, and I know my parents who passed forgiven me, but it made it worse and set me back.
Yeah. You know what I was going to say when you said when you're moving, have you been feeling like you're just so tired but you don't even know why?
Well, I know why, but I thought
no,
I knew why.
I'm not saying that. I'm talking about like there's days that if you're besides that you're moving, but I'm being told that you feel more tired when you wake up, like you're just exhausted.
Yes.
I guess, and being told that the reason why you're exhausted when you wake up is because you're astral traveling, and you're doing a lot of work in the spiritual realm. So when you wake up, you feel like you've done a lot of moving, but you're just finding the energy to pack everything up and move. But you're just like, why am I so tired? It's like you just don't have the motivation to move. But I'm being told that if you put motivation into it, you'd be fine. So what you might want to do is put some music. I'm being told to put some music if you can, and just keep anything upbeat to motivate you, because I'm being told that there is some kind of blockages that are trying to block you from to motivate you to not want to do it, because you're like, you know what, I'll do it later, but later never comes. So you need to just find something to motivate you. If it's something that you like, music, let it make sure that it's upbeat too. It can make you just, so when you're packing, just dance to the music and just pack, and before you know it, you'll be out within 2 to 3 or 4 days. You just got to find the momentum to do it.
Well, but the thing is, I have to find muscle. Will I find the muscle to do it? Because I can't pick up heavy things, and I've got a whole house to move. So that's I've been trying.
Well, I feel you will. You're going to find somebody within the, I want to say like a neighbor. I'm seeing a man. So I'm being told that you will have muscle to help you move the things that you can't pick up.
Well, yeah, it's going to take a crew. Okay. And the blockages, is it an entity or is it coming within myself?
I want to say it's within yourself. It's not like literally yourself. It's just around you. I don't feel like it's an entity. It's just more of just like there's something in the distance that's trying to postpone you doing it. But I still see you getting resolved. I feel like you're going to get past this slump or this bump, that whatever it is, you're going to get past it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And hopefully that makes sense, everything I told you, because that's what I see. I just feel like you're so tired that you're just like, oh, do I have to do this again? You know what I'm saying? It's like,
oh, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
Mentally and spiritually, I'm done, but physically, I it's not there. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're welcome.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you, Kerry.
Thank you, Kim.
Right. I think what we're going to do, we're going to take another break, another little break, because we've got 45 minutes on the clock to get through, and just one caller left in the call queue. People are joining the call queue to listen, which is nice. Okay. And they've decided to go and listen on the show page instead. That's all right. Two of the listeners that were there have disappeared, strangely. Okay, it's been a strange night. Let's have a look, mate. We've got a lot of foreigner in the studio, so we tend to play them quite a bit. They were sent to me by one of our readers, so we've left them in there. What usually happens when we play a piece of music is that we get callers as the music's playing. Didn't happen that time. Right, so we've got Amy there, who's been sitting patiently. Just over 40 minutes then off this show left to go. And it looks as though we're going to be playing out with more than one piece of music there this evening, unless somebody calls in. The number, as per usual, 646-668-8735. 646-668-8735. Okay. Let's take Amy then.
Hello. Hi, Chris. Hi.
What's up? Amy, what's up, girl? What's up?
Oh, well, it's another medical question that seems to be the theme for today. I just got news. I need to make a major life decision on, I need to make a major life-changing decision. It's either one surgery or another. And I'm looking at the most extreme surgery. I'm just wondering if you can see if that's going to be a success or not.
Honestly, I feel like you're kind of hesitant. You're just not sure if that's the right choice to make. I mean, told to follow your instincts to make a decision. And I kind of feel like, okay, the inception is, it's kind of like the card, the two of wands came out, inception. It's kind of like, okay, that's just weird. I'm being told that you almost feel like the odds are against you for some reason. You're just worried.
Yes.
I would say that, I don't know. I don't like the, oh my God.
I don't even like the outcome
to this. I'm just going to put some prayers on it. I do feel that if you do go with the surgery, the only thing I can say is that you're going to need major rest. And it can go either way.
It's a major, major life change if I do this. And
okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Is it with one of your organs? Is it like with the heart?
No, it's with my weight. It's a weight loss surgery.
Oh, okay. Okay,
or the other
well,
one's
then
a
why shunt. Did I keep? Okay, then why did I see heart?
I don't know. That's weird. Because I have perfect blood pressure and stuff.
Well, I would say that that's probably just if you're calm, everything should be fine. But just try not to worry so much because that can make your blood pressure go up. And even though I know you don't have blood pressure, but I say just keep your mind, try to keep your mind at peace. And then just, and I'm being told that you're going to need to rest and you're going to have to start eating better. Start eating.
Yes.
You know what you can probably do? What you can probably do, because I've been doing this a lot. I don't know if you heard the, I forgot what it's called. Damn, now I can't remember. Have you ever heard of the it's called the bullet?
Oh, the blender thing? It's
the
like
bullet,
a blender?
It's a bullet. Yes. I mean,
that
is good, but it's expensive. You can do, celery, lettuce, cabbage. We've been doing like cabbage, lettuce, and then we'll put mangoes. We'll put a berry, strawberries, and I'm being told that that's healthier in the body. I think if you go, like if you drink that could be like eating and drinking because you're drinking like a nice drink. I think it would change a major impact on your surgery. That's what I'm being told. I don't know if you do. You use a blender, but I would say start using like vegetables, some milk in it too.
Okay.
Or if you can, and put some of that, and you should be fine. But if you don't, then I see it. Just I don't see a good outcome if you don't do. Start eating better. That's why I didn't want to say, but then again, you know me. I don't ever hold anything back, but. I do see that if you eat better, I see a good outcome. But if not, then that's gonna have a major impact on your weight. So you need to do a lot of sacrificing. I know that you're going to have to give up some food, but it's rather being healthier than not getting sick later down the road.
Yes, I have a condition that if I don't do something like right away, I'm going to go blind. And they're like, we got to get on this right now. And I'm like, I'm not ready yet. And stuff. And I'm just like, I don't know. I don't like the surgery. I don't want to do it.
I'm
kind of pushed into it.
Well, you know what was weird? I saw the death card. I saw it. It doesn't always have to be death, like somebody dying. That's just a change that is, you have to make that change for that transformation to change it. So it can be a good outcome and not a negative outcome. Because it can go either way, depending on how you take care of your body. I was going to ask you, have you been under a lot of stress and thinking about your love life and the life that you're living? Because I feel like I'm seeing you eat and eat and eat, and that's making a major depression on you. And with that, that's what you gain a lot of weight, girl. You need to stop doing that.
I do. And it's getting better slowly, but it's not fast enough. And I did want to give you some validation. Things are picking up. You said about the end of April, and I'm already getting people that want me to write chapters and anthologies. People are kind of start seeking me out and stuff. I already did one. So it's happening. That's just some validation for you. And
yeah, and I was going to tell you, I don't know if you saw my live about my dream I had. You got to check it out. It's on my Facebook. And I was hoping that you watched it.
I did see it.
It really kind of bothered me because at the end, if you heard everything I said, I saw needles, and it was like three guys coming at me. And I thought the first thing, one of my friends told me that it was with the letter. It's a certain word. And I was like, I knew you were going to say that shit. I kind of kept thinking with acupunching, but when I looked at the needles in the dream, those needles were way too long for acupunching. And I know it wasn't the COVID shot, so I feel like I'm being attacked.
Was it a syringe needle or like a sewing needle or acupuncture?
I want to say, like it looked like one of those needles that you poke something with.
3 minutes.
Okay.
That's what I'll talk to you more about that privately. But it was just weird. I've had some weird visions and I know that I don't know how much time we have, but I was going to ask you, what are you going to do after the show? Are you going to be busy so I can talk to you?
I'm not busy.
Okay, then I'll give you a call, messenger, and we can talk.
Okay.
I don't know. It's weird. I can't even. I'll give you more explanation and see what you come up with it later, because it's just, it bothers me. I mean, that's one of my visions that bothers me, but I've had others. So, and I always believe that all these dreams I've had have to do with clients that I haven't even met yet. Because remember how I met you and I told you that dream?
2 minutes.
And then you said it resonated. So, but we'll talk about it later. So I'll give you a call.
Okay.
Later. Okay.
Thank you very much, Chris.
You're welcome. And be careful. Start eating better.
I will. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Amy. Right. Okay. So we've got 34 minutes on the clock. And would you believe we've come to the end of our call queue? We do have one person listening. Aaliyah, we called there 3 or 4 times. And never answered the call and then decided to call off at the end. So that's one lost. Okay, what I think we're going to do then, ladies and gents, is we'll play out and we'll wind it up for this show, because it's kind of looking like 30 minutes to go and nobody's called in for the last 30 minutes, so I think we're going to finish early for this one and give Chris a well-earned rest until next week. So we'll wind it up for this show now. And we'll look forward to meeting up with Chris in April next week. Yeah. So have a lovely Easter, everybody. And we're going to leave you with a little something. Don't know what yet, but we'll find something. Okay. Let's see what we've got for you. So I'll say a big, big thanks to Chris once again. And, why not?
Thank you.